Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a call, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, you can always email me your questions, comments, concerns, at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I also encourage you, if you're listening to the show live, you can jump into the flash chat. Anything you want to talk about, any comments about what talking about here, feel free to chime in. Once again, you can jump into the flash chat on Blog Talk if you're listening live. My social network. So, if you are on Facebook, you can ask myself or Mr. J to add you to the Smooth Drama group. One of us will take care of you. Once again, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, and we got you. And basically, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, whatever your social media platform of choice is or choices are, you find Smooth Drama, add us, and we will get you back. Nice like that. Anyway, speaking of nice like that, yeah, it's always a joke. Oh, men want to go out having sex, right? It's always a joke. Oh, yeah, you're going to go out the right way. Well, going out the right way almost happened to this British woman who had to go to the hospital after an intense orgasm triggered a stroke. They said she suffered a transient loss of consciousness while receiving oral sex from her partner. Said that she was unconscious for 2-3 minutes. And then he took her to the emergency room. That's a mean-ass head. I'm saying, if somebody gives you head and it causes you an orgasm that gives you a stroke, you just pass out. I don't know. Because they said she's unidentified. Because she's like, hell no, you ain't going to tell nobody my name. Then all my girlfriends going to be wanting head from my men. I'm just playing. Maybe. Right? I mean, because you don't hear about that every day. Because it's like, oh, she almost died. But then on the other hand, it's like, damn. You got it like that. He putting it down like that, or she about to fall out and die? Yeah. You don't even think about it like that, do you? But you should. And if you don't, hey, you don't have a vivid imagination like I do. And speaking of vivid imaginations, well, this has nothing to do with imagination. The court rules that the middle finger is protected by the Constitution. Now, you're like, what? How does the court get involved with the middle finger? Well, apparently, there was a woman, a Michigan woman, who was given a speeding ticket after giving a ticket, well, not a ticket, but giving the finger to a suburban Detroit officer, 2017. And so in the 3-0 decision on Wednesday, they said the officer, Matthew Minard, hating-ass Matthew Minard, we'll just say that, they should have known better, even if the driver was rude. So supposedly he stopped her and wrote her a ticket for a lesser violation. But when she raised her middle finger, he pulled over again and changed the ticket to a more serious speeding offense. So she sued, saying her free speech rights and her rights against unreasonable seizure were violated. Now, you should know. It has to be a white woman, right? I shouldn't be laughing at this, but the fact that she could put her middle finger, first he stopped her and gave her a lesser ticket, and she's like, oh, hell no, and gave him the middle finger. So then he stops her and gives her a speeding ticket. As y'all call it, I don't like to say it, but they call that privilege. She would have got the lighter sentence, but she was pissed off because she even got a ticket. Like, hey, I'm white. What you doing? Why you pulling me over, homie? I'm white. And so white didn't recognize white, apparently. And so she put up the middle finger like, you breaking the white code. You're breaking the code. And so from there, he pulled her over and gave her another ticket. Now, she sued, and they said 3-0 that her rights weren't violated. White woman, of course. I would suggest that if you're a black man or a black woman or Mexican man or Mexican woman, but basically anybody but a white person, don't do that. Don't put your middle finger up against the cops, because y'all know you can sleep in your car and get shot. You can be trying to fix your car and get shot. You cannot be trying to fix your car and get shot. Hell, what else can you do? Pretty much anything as a black person, or a black man in particular, to get shot. So putting up the middle finger, that's how you know. See, you don't even have to Google pictures when you hear of the action. Because any other ethnicity, oh, they have got it. They have got it. Bang, 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 bang. But I digress. And I don't want to digress, right? I'm just saying, she sued, and they gave her the her love. Yeah. Here's for democracy and the system. It works, allegedly. And speaking of the system working, allegedly, I don't know if y'all know, but Trump is sending, they're considering sending a volunteer force to the border. So it's supposedly going to be a volunteer emergency response team to assist with security and humanitarian efforts at the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, because I used to live in San Diego, and, you know, if you live in San Diego, you on that border, you know, humanitarian efforts are like this. It's like you giving that money up for chiclets and any other thing. For those of you who've never been or gone to a border, international border of any kind, I can tell you when you're walking from the United States into Mexico, Tijuana, there's that long string of people with their little kids and whatnot out there selling gum, as they call it, chiclets. It's like chiclets, they're all selling it. Gets old real quick, but not that their hustle gets old, but the fact that you have to see them. And so for me, it's like, if you buy some of that stuff, that's your humanitarian that's your humanitarian effort, because it's like, you see the women with their kids and you're like, oh man, look, this is crazy right here. Speaking of which, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. What can I do you for? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? How you doing, caller?
Hello, am I live on the air?
Huh?
Hello, am I live on the air?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, hello. So what's the topic for today, or it's open topic?
Well, I was actually talking about President of the United States looking at sending a volunteer force for security and humanitarian efforts. Saying it's about to get real down there.
It is starting to get more real, though, for... I'm not exactly a Trump supporter, though, although I do think that this is a big crisis, and for the children, you know, down there and the border being taken, it's even sad how they're not told about what's going on, and they're still being affected, and the president really has done more to what this crisis has done. Hasn't been much. I'm just not really... big fan of Trump, but I'm also not a big fan of an overflow of immigrants that we really did not find out who they are, though. They could be criminals, but I'm not saying all of them are.
All right, so caller, where are you calling from? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Okay. Well, nice to hear from you. A lot of this for me is subterfuge. So he's saying I want to do this, but it's more to take away from the investigations that are actually involving the president. I mean, so if we're talking about this border stuff, where there's no crisis, by the way, we're not talking about all the people that were associated with him who've been found guilty of committing crimes, which lead right back to him. So I think trying to get the focus away from me and talking about something else, R. Kelly, anything but me, is all good, just in my opinion.
It's all great. I really just do believe that a lot of people say that this entire government is not corrupt. It's completely corrupt with what the president is doing, and it's half of his people behind him. They're literally sheep in wolf's clothing, is what I can say for all those groups, including Sarah Huckabee, I think. I don't know. I forgot her name, though. But I believe that our government is starting to get more corrupt now. We've never had these much scandals since the 1990s with Bill Clinton or with George W. Bush. But those are mostly allegations of what's been involved, though. But this is the biggest scandal, though. This is as close to Watergate or the whole sex scandal, though. But this is pretty much Trump himself. He's really not showing himself. He thinks he's better off with one burger in his hand and his finger on the phone. In Twitter, that's basically what Mr. Trump is basically like now. He has one burger in his hand, and he's got a freaking cell phone in his hand.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, caller, for calling in, and I hope to hear from you again.
Thank you. Love the show.
All right. Thanks. All right. And so, in answering that, I mean, as far as scandals go, I would say we've had our share of scandals in the White House, and actually, I'll continue here when we come back. First, we're gonna go on break. Don't have brown sugar tonight, but we'll see if I can get brown sugar and all the ladies to dance in their seats. This is Busta Rhymes. Touch it,
bring it, babe.
Hey, yo, sis, I don't think
they're
ready for this shit.
Leave it,
hey, yo, let me take their ass back to the club real quick.
Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it.
Who be the king of this thing? Mm-hmm. Bust a bus back and just put a lock on the town. Mm-hmm. Now all my bitches be coming for miles around. See, they be coming because they know how the gods are down.
Now you know who holding the throne, so give me the crown. Huh. Niggas saluting me, trying to give me a pound. I don't really fuck with you niggas just clowns. Making the bitches strip and throw this shit on the ground.
Get low, bus. Now that's the way that it goes. Uh-huh. When we up in the spot, the shit be flooded with holes. Come on, see, when you make it hot, the chicks will come out their clothes. That's when they get it. Huh. Mommy, you already know I'm
supposed. Turn it up, shorty while I'm there, shorty open, she beasting it out. For the record, just a second, I'm freaking it out.
Come on,
watch her trying to touch me, I was peeping it out. She turned around and was trying to put my dick in her mouth. I let her
touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it.
And then she started getting me ringing the bell. Uh-huh. When I come, I be doing it and doing it well. Uh-huh. Then I beat up the coochie and be making it swell. Trying to hide the smell of the set laying on her Chanel.
Then they try to walk with the stress, don't know what to tell.
Come on.
How a nigga got in they butt, made everything jail.
Come on.
Now they take a while like a nut, she blow out my bell.
Come on.
Can't get enough with it, can't I put her under my spell.
Get low, bud. Try to mommy move it along. If you know you bout it, then get to removing your thumb. To the whip and back of the truck, it's where you belong. After the yak, to be the type of wanty shit that you know.
Street niggas respectin' because my movement is strong.
Come on.
Hookin' to sister, be weapon, see my money is long. All my bitches is with me, see how they singin' the song. That's how we get in the stick and we be dickin' along.
Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it.
God of the block, you see that I'm back. Every single time that I drop, the shit is a whack. For the niggas hating the kid, I'm close to the strap. Cause all these bitches wanna come talk and sit on my lap.
Every time I give you bang, shit, they're knocking your whip.
Come on.
Nigga, homies do a thing, bitch. Locking the strip.
Come on.
Now the mommy is dancing and they're shaking their hips.
Huh.
After that, they get stoned. Put the thing on their lips.
Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, I'm at it.
Together you got the move from Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Busta Rhymes. Touch it. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Touch your phone. Call me. I won't bite unless you want me to. Ooh-wee. Anyway. All right. So, continuing what the young man from Minnesota was saying, talking about this is one of the biggest scandals. And it's always funny because I'll always dispute that it was a scandal with Bill Clinton, a guy getting his dick sucked. It's not really a scandal. They made it way bigger than what it was. I mean, if Hillary wasn't mad, it kind of didn't matter. But, hey, if that's what we're talking about, then, yeah. Huge scandal. I mean, because basically, we're talking about, if we're talking about scandals, Watergate was pretty big, right? But now we have a guy who fired about 60 people. He fired about 60 people, like literally. Stole the election, allegedly. You know, like talking about grabbing women by the pussy, which is not that bad, because I don't know too many guys who don't want to grab a woman by her vagina. But you would ask first. Just not going to, like, walk up. Wow, you look like you have a nice vagina. And just going to grab it, double check, make sure. I mean, the list is way too long. I mean, but I would say, like, the Ronald Reagan, I mean, crack in the black community. I think the crack in the black community, and it wasn't even alleged, right? Freeway Ricky Ross, the whole George Bush and Ronald Reagan. My heart said, and these are Ronald Reagan's, I'm loosely quoting him, my heart says I did nothing wrong, but the facts show that I did. I mean, the facts were that to finance a civil war in South America, these dudes sold crack in the hood. Yeah. Think about that for a second. But that's not a scandal. I mean, right now it's an opioid crisis. But selling crack to the American people to fund a quote-unquote revolution or sets of revolutions don't really mean too much now. It's funny how when we have revisionist history and talk about what's a scandal and what's not a scandal. That's a pretty big scandal because we're talking about ruining whole generations. So I myself, hey, it's not an opioid crisis to me. It's chickens coming home to roost. You sold drugs in the black community and thought it was cool just to sell drugs. I mean, because they're like, we want to sell drugs in the white community too. Only it's legal. And so, yeah, they're not arresting them per se, but it is destroying whole generations. I mean, it's like these things come in circles. But, hey, what do I know? I do know that I have a dumbass of the week. All right, so my dumbass of the week, actually two of them, so I didn't know which one to roll with, so I pulled two out of the hat. There's a man who shot himself in the dick, this unlicensed gun owner. He's in the hospital. Didn't have a license to carry his handgun in Indiana. Mark Anthony Jones says he was taking his morning walk when his 9mm handgun he was carrying in his waistband began to slip. He told police that when he reached down to adjust his gun, his unholstered gun, it discharged, shooting a bullet that entered just above his penis and exited his scrotum. Good for you, Mark Anthony. It just apparently, you know, he had to, he didn't feel safe in the streets. And he had to have his gun, and so it kind of slipped, and bam, you shot yourself in the dick. Good for you, Mark Anthony Jones. You're one of my dumb asses of the week. You're special. Then there's the woman who they had to call and send the plane back. A plane had taken off and had to come back because she left her baby. She left her baby. Yeah. She left her baby at the airport. Now, you have to be very special to leave a whole child, a baby, mind you, because it's kind of hard not to know that you have your baby. Your baby. She was on flight from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to Malaysia when she told the cabin crew that she had left her baby at the airport. I don't even need to know no more of the conversation. I don't need to know no special circumstances, nothing. I just know you stupid. You have a kid. I have a kid, and you know, I'm doing whatever, and I'm going to get on the plane, but I don't have my baby with me. Crazy. So, yeah, they didn't give her a name, but she didn't need a name. She's just dumbass. You stupid. All of that. Not that I'm being harsh or anything, but I kind of am. Whew. Now that I got that out the way, I'm going to say my good news. I have someone that I am going to vote for president. Y'all going to be shocked. He's from Florida. He's a mayor from a small Florida town. He's formed an exploratory committee for a potential run for president. Miramar Mayor Wayne Messam saying that he's going to run for president. He says if he runs, he wants to tout his experience as a self-made businessman and the son of Jamaican immigrants. Now, he's a black man, but if you listen to the show, you know, I don't put no stock in that because you can be black and be horrible as a candidate. But this guy, he has my complete attention because he wants to wipe out all student debt. So, and I'm going to quote his words, because I'm riding with this guy. Wayne Messam says, I am living the American dream that my parents came to this country to have, and one that is slipping away from the average American. We have to recommit to making that reality achievable again. So he says he firmly believes you cannot just move to debt-free college when student loan debt is stifling the American dream today. So they're declaring that it's an issue that threatens the economic security of this country, and we don't want to walk into another great recession. And he believes eliminating the debt can level the playing field for all Americans. Wayne Messam for president. Got my vote. I don't even need to hear no other candidates. So unless somebody else comes with that platform, because I know Bernie Sanders had like sniffed at it, but then he hasn't said it again. And I'm like, nah, homie. You can't wet my whistle and say, I'm going to get rid of the student loan debt and then just stop talking about it. It's like, nah, I'm not paying you no mind. I'm not paying you no mind. So, yeah. Wayne Messam for president. I'm going to have the billboard, everything. I'm voting for Wayne. I'm going to be out. In full force, Wayne Messam, president, getting rid of student loans. I love you, Wayne. You are my BFF for life. Full lies. Full lies. Smooth drama. Full lies. I'm tossing up the W, y'all, for Wayne Messam out of Florida. Finally, somebody from Florida making sense. Talking beautiful. It's like the second black man that came out of Florida that sounded cool. That sounded like they had common sense. Like the brother that ran for governor. He's like, yeah, you know, when he made that quote, yeah, I'm not calling you a racist, but all the racists love you. When he said that to dude, that was a great line. And this dude, he's got the greatest line ever. I want to get rid of student debt. So, I am going to be an unabashed supporter of Wayne Messam. And when he drops out of the race because nobody wants to hear that, I'm going to be crushed. And I'm probably going to devote a whole segment to why I'm crushed. Because the guy who wants to get rid of student debt, oh, be still my beating heart, won't make it to president. I mean, that in the fact that he is really dark-skinned, too. I mean, you know, Obama was light. He's like light bright. This dude is the exact opposite of light bright. So maybe he doesn't have a chance, but hey. Wayne Messam. I think I said his name before, right? Wayne Messam? Just in case y'all hadn't heard Wayne Messam. Wayne Messam for president. Out of Florida. God damn it. Anyway, now that I've thrown my love out there, my boundless, enthusiastic love, we're going to throw that hate out there. This is Hater of the Week.
Hate, 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 hate. Hate, 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 hate. I hate you.
All right. So there are different kinds of hate that's out there, right? You know, people want to beat on folks. People call people names, whatnot. But then there's the hate that people have when, hell, they just don't want to pay you your money. So, who's the hater of the week? A Western New York man who faked his own kidnapping and robbery because he was short on cash owed in a Super Bowl pool. Robert Brandell of North Tonawanda they found him tied up in his pickup truck in a parking lot in Newfane, 30 miles north of Buffalo. And so he told the troopers that two men involved in his Super Bowl squares robbed him of $16,000, drove him around for 2 days, left him tied up in his pickup. They had determined, though, that he had entered some fake names in his $50,000 square pool hoping to take most of the winning, but instead ended up short on the payout. And so he was charged with fraud and falsely reporting an incident. I didn't win the Super Bowl squares, so I'm going to fake my kidnapping. That is some hate for your ass. It's kind of stupid, too, but that is some hate for your ass. When you, like, you know what? I ain't paying none of y'all. I was kidnapped. I mean, how did he tie himself up in the car, though? That's what I'm like. So they found him tied up in his car. So obviously he has an accomplice. Obviously he does. Because can't really tie yourself up in the car or whatnot. I mean, you can, but it'd be kind of awkward. Anyway, yeah. Hater of the week. I'm not paying nobody. Possible. It's not going to happen. And he tried to make it not happen. And speaking of making it happen, make it not happen. Oh, Gary Dennis. This is the Pennsylvania man who claims he found and turned in a tape of R. Kelly abusing underage girls, which I think we would qualify as child porn. He found the tapes, right? But check out, Dennis says he found the tapes while sorting through a collection of old VHS tapes he'd stumbled across in his own. The video in his home, and the video was labeled R. Kelly. So he played it, thinking it was the recording of a concert. Instead, he claims it showed Kelly engaging with these children in sexually abusive acts. And he, of course, said he was disgusted and horrified by the contents and almost threw the tape away. Now, we're going to omit, apparently, the fact that he found it sorting through a collection of old tapes in his home. His home, not R. Kelly's home. His home. How do you do that? I mean, we know that he got the deal, whatnot. But I found tapes in my house. That's child pornography. He was in possession of child pornography. Yay. But he's the hero. He's the hero. Because he brought these tapes for after rummaging through his stuff. I don't know about y'all. But that's a little extra freaky deaky. When you got the tapes in your house. I mean, every day it gets more special. And so we talk about R. Kelly, but I mean, there's people who are involved here who are just as complicit. I mean, we tried talking about it last week, how he's upset. He's like, shh, man, I ain't done nothing wrong. Why are y'all tripping? It's the Hollywood way. Which he's right, actually. Because it is the Hollywood way. But because, I don't know. Maybe he didn't pay the right people. But he's going down for it. And so, it's another, and then, I mean, I'm going to guess that him and Gary Dennis know each other. I'm going to guess they did in some way, shape, or form, or fashion. Maybe he was the one that brought the girls to him or whatnot, or he was a cameraman, whatever. Point is, no. I mean, this dude, Gary Dennis, is the scum of the earth. Say, R. Kelly's scum of the earth. And Gary Dennis is below scum of the earth because we know he got caught. And so he produced the tape and he's going to testify so that his ass doesn't get in trouble. Because they want the big fish. They want R. Kelly. And so you'll have his supporters like, oh, they need to leave R. Kelly alone. R. Kelly ain't did nothing to nobody. He made great music. Yep. Till he's fucking your daughter. Then it's a little bit different. Anyway, on that note, I am probably going to go on break. This is Sean Price. Peace thing. Peace.
My YouTube thing with me, B. Come E, and then come F, and then come G. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
It don't gotta be lost.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Sean P and Small Professor P's theme. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I try to be very, very happy. Very, very happy, 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 joy, 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 happy, joy, 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 happy, joy, joy in this final segment. Psych. Maybe. I don't know. I'm so all over the place. I'm so out. No, I'm not. Actually, I am, maybe. Kind of, sort of. Nah, let me see. Let me just do Groundhog Day here.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Well, I mean, there's so many. We can talk about rape charges being dropped. NYPD detectives who had sex with a teen in custody in New York. They sexually assaulted an 18-year-old woman in the back of a police van after arresting her. Meaning, hey, you know, we got you arrested, but if you give us some, we'll call it a wash. We probably gonna go light on you. Right? And they dropped the charges. So, it's one of those things. You can rape a woman if you're a cop. Well, not just a woman. You can rape anyone if you're a cop or a priest. Just one of those things. You're a cop or a priest, you can rape anyone. And it is all good. I mean, it's all bad, but it's all good. The worst that'll happen is you'll get arrested. If you're a priest, you get reassigned somewhere where nobody knows you so you can go and get your molest on again. And, of course, cops can rape, pillage, destroy, kill, and they don't get charged. Yeah. Groundhog Day. One of them. What is the other Groundhog Day, you may ask? All right. Black woman called 911 for help. End up being assaulted by the police in Florida. So I just gave Florida props. Nah, I gotta take them back. No, I don't. But I do. Anyway, she was walking. Adriana Green and a woman named Dima. They were walking on March 5th when they passed some guy. They have his name in here, but I'm just going to call him some guy. They passed some guy's house who just happened to be Caucasian. And he called, allegedly, the two women whores as they passed his house. They tried to ignore him, but he kept persisting. Like, y'all some whores, meaning, you know the old adage. She's a bitch if she won't give me none. That's kind of how that goes. She cool if she giving me some, but she's a bitch when she's not. So, whatever the story is, they got into a little argument. She threw a plan at him, but he pulled out a shotgun like, yeah, throw something now. And he said he threatened to shoot her burnt black ass face off her neck. They called the police. And of course, you know, black woman calling the police on white man. Predictably so, the officer showed up and she's the one who ended up getting assaulted. Think about that for a second. I called the police because I feel like my life's in danger, and of course, I get assaulted. Not really a shock, because that's some Groundhog Day stuff. I mean, you should know, as a black person, there's going to be one or two feel-good stories. There's going to be one or two feel-good stories, right, that make you feel good. Like, you know what? We working hard. And folks is changing their perceptions about us. And one day, they're going to love us. They're going to love us. Nope. Not going to happen. Not that I'm being pessimistic or anything like that. Even though it sounds like I'm being pessimistic. Maybe I am being pessimistic. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Yes, no, yes, no. Anyway. So, another thing that you can't do as a black person, call the police on a white person. I mean, you should know that by now. But, yeah, if you call the police on a white person, who knows what can happen to you? She found out she was put in a headlock, choke lock by the police. I mean, they just did her dirty. But it's to be expected. Not that it's something that should happen, but it's to be expected. I think. But that's just me. Because there's a lot of foul stuff that's going on. So we've got the students who they did their own protest. They locked their administrators out of their school to demand action after, you know, racist video from Pierce showed up. So they were sleeping in the hallways. Ordinary responses to the school administration circulated online. They had 20 demands. One of them included the implementation of a Black Studies course. And the protesters want the school to provide racial bias training for parents and end racial profiling on school grounds. Protect faculty who chose to speak out against injustice and begin a new reporting system for all incidents of bias, bigotry, and racism. Yeah. Man, where do you start on something like this? Love the protests. Because I never argue with somebody if they want to protest something. So long as you get some results, there's something positive that happens there. That is the tough part. That's the tough part because we've seen a lot of. I hearken back to going to the Million Man March, and how it was all love, and nothing came of it. Nothing came of it. To this day, it's the greatest non-eventful day to happen. And so, you know, you're protesting how Black folks are being treated. And in this case, they're protesting in the school. And so they talk about how they're a school dedicated to diversity, ethics, and progressivism, but you have students who feel unsafe because there's a racist video out there, and the derogatory language that just caused everyone to pause. Like, hold on, these folks can say this stuff and not get in trouble. So it's good that I wish there would be some adults who would take a stand like that or rather shut a school down than allow that to happen. So I was proud and happy. But then conversely, I get upset when I hear about stuff like what happened at a New York private school when a teacher stages a mock slave auction at which Black students were sold to white students. So they said when they got inside the classroom, she started the bidding process, going 100, 200, and said to one of the other kids, "You're a wealthy white man," and started bidding at 300. See, it's one of those things where you know this is their dream. This is their pipe. Like, yes, we want to go back to the days when y'all weren't nothing. Because that Make America Great Again is just, that's when America was at its greatest, because we worked for free. So, hell, they had a lot of money to spend. They were doing their thing. So they didn't have to pay a thing. And so now, mock slave auctions. You know, you never hear of black teachers. Not that, you know, all black teachers are created equal. But you don't hear about black teachers teaching slave history, where the black folks were buying and selling white people. Because I think that would be more relevant. That would probably cause a huge uproar. Like, hold on. You're having black people buy white people? You already can see the story, or you just see the guy on the news. What he mean? These Negros want us to participate in the slave trade, where good white people, good law-abiding white people, are sold as chattel property by the colored niglets. That's what we talking about. Because it won't happen. They'll close a whole school down. They'll shut off a whole school district. They'll make sure that teacher never works again anywhere if they did something like that. Now, it's a private school. My kid can't go there. You're a black parent. You're paying all this money for this private school. This happens. You can't keep your kid there. Because obviously, there's some foulness going on. There's some supreme foulness that is going on. But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Because at the end of the day, unless we step up to the plate, there's nothing going to be eaten. At least not the spiritual food that is needed to cleanse these body, mind, and spirit, so that we can take that next step in our evolution as a people, getting back to where we need to be as a strong community in cultural cultural aspects. I'm just saying, if we don't take control of our destiny and our education, and hold people to the fire, we will continue to get foolishness like this. Stop spending your money with them. That's all I got. So, I'm Mr. F the N-Word, and y'all know me. This is another Smooth Drum production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.